AP News, I'm Hayapan Juwani. Former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut has died. Here's AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Senator Lieberman nearly won the vice presidency on the Democratic ticket with Al Gore in the disputed 2000 election.
Your choice is clear. Al Gore and I are the guys who are ready to do the job.
Lieberman was the first Jewish candidate on a major party's presidential ticket. The Democrat turned independent, was never shy about veering from the party line. Republican Senator John McCain was leaning strongly towards choosing Lieberman for the Republican ticket as the 2008 GOP convention neared, but he chose Sarah Palin at the last minute after ferocious blowback from conservatives over Lieberman's liberal record. Lieberman was 82 years old. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
During a press briefing, Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath said the ship was undergoing engine maintenance in port before it lost power and crashed into the Baltimore Francis Scott Key Bridge.
So as far as the engine goes, we were not informed of any problems with the vessel. We were informed that they were going to conduct routine engine maintenance on it while it was in port. And that's the only thing we were informed about the vessel in that regard.
That audio is courtesy of WMAR. The new owner of the Orioles has been approved by his major league counterparts.
David Rubenstein's purchase of the Baltimore Orioles has been approved by Major League Baseball owners. That clears the way for the Angelos family to finalize the sale after over three decades of running the team. Approval of 75% of all owners was required. The approval comes one day before the team is scheduled to open the season at home against the Los Angeles Angels. The Angelos family has been in control of the Orioles since 1993, when Peter Angelos purchased the team for $173 million. Angelos died Saturday at the age of 94. I'm Geffen Kulba.
This is AP News. A judge has recommended that conservative attorney John Eastman lose his California law license over his efforts to keep former President Donald Trump in power after the 2020 election. AP correspondent Charles Della Desma reports on global food waste.
A new UN report estimates that 19% of the food produced around the world went to waste in 2022. That's a little more than 1 billion metric tons of food that could have been helped feed the hundreds of millions of hungry people. The biggest share of food waste, about 60%, came in households. Almost 30% came in food service operations. The updated food waste index comes 3 years after the UN's first attempt to quantify the problem as part of trying to cut food waste in half by the year 2030. Besides leaving people hungry, food waste means needless greenhouse gas emissions and amounts to a misuse of the land and water required to raise crops and animals.
I'm Hayapan Juwani, AP News.